FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Republican impeachment case against him is baseless. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill says a vote on it could come today.
Republicans on the Homeland Security Committee accusing him of willful and systematic refusal to comply with the law and breach of public trust over his handling of the border. Only one cabinet secretary has been impeached in U.S. history, but it wasn't over a policy dispute, making these charges unprecedented. Democrats outraged. Mayorkas has been working with a bipartisan group of senators to strengthen border security.
The White House says it's still weighing its options for a retaliatory move after three U.S. service members were killed in a drone attack in Jordan. The explosives-laden drone may have slipped through the base's security because it was mistaken for a U.S. drone, officials say. Israeli forces disguised as women and medical workers stormed a hospital in the West Bank overnight, killing three Palestinians. This is ABC News. Despite the six-week-long auto worker strike, General Motors now says its net income rose 12% last year to just over $10 billion. A former IRS contractor who admitted to leaking the tax returns of thousands of people, including former President Donald Trump, now sentenced to 5 years behind bars.
As she issued her sentence, Judge Ana Reyes said it can't be open season on elected officials. She even compared what this man did in stealing Trump's tax returns to threats made by some of the January 6th defendants that she's sentenced in her courtroom. And because he targeted a sitting president, the judge called Charles Littlejohn's crime an attack on our constitutional democracy.
That's ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Philips now says it will stop selling CPAP machines, which help people sleep with sleep apnea in the U.S. It had to recall 5 million of them worldwide over issues with insulating foam that can break down, then be inhaled while the devices are being used. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A key committee of state lawmakers this week will take up a proposed $7.5 million matching grant as Wisconsin seeks to become a regional federal tech hub. Lisa Johnson heads the group leading the effort. She tells WISN-TV's Upfront that state approval is an important step.
So now the state's coming forward and saying, we do believe it, we agree, and we're willing to put money behind us.
The governor has to sign off on the matching funds by the end of next month. A buck at a Sheboygan County deer farm is tested positive for chronic wasting disease. CWD is a fatal brain wasting disease similar to mad cow that strikes deer, elk, and moose. It's caused by an infectious protein called a prion that affects their brains. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Thomas Henry Janis, age 16, formerly of Butternut, passed away in the comfort of his home, surrounded by his family after bravely battling an aggressive cancer. Tommy is survived by his parents, Waldemar and Anna Janis of Chippewa Falls, by his brother Joseph Janis, by his paternal grandmother, Victoria Janis, and by numerous uncles, aunts, cousins, nephews, nieces, and friends. Visitation will take place Tuesday, January 30th at the funeral home from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. There will be no visitation prior to the Mass on Wednesday. The Memorial Mass will take place at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, January 31st at the Notre Dame Catholic Church located in Chippewa Falls, with the Very Reverend Jesse Burrish officiating. The funeral home and cremation services of Chippewa Falls are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Thomas Henry Janis, age 16. Donald Schultz, 95, Phillips, died on Monday. January 15th at River's Edge Rehabilitation Facility at Park Manor in Park Falls. He is survived by his children, Paul Schultz, Patty Marlinga, Mike Schultz, Donna Hayden, and Linda Schultz-Jarina. Survived also by his sister, Ruth Studley, and by his brother, Bill Schultz. Survived also by his grandchildren, and further survived by his great-grandchildren. Burial will be held at Lakeside Cemetery in Phillips. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Donald Schultz, 95 Phillips.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Margie, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this, an authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank, that's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few flurries this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day long today. Our high right around 36 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 27. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, a bit breezy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad.
Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Moose Lodge 2661 in Phillips, Wisconsin is dedicated to supporting our local communities, Moose Heart and Moose Haven, and is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor.
He's on first for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' new first baseman, Rhys Hoskins, met with reporters after suffering a torn ACL last March with the Phillies. Hoskins says he's looking forward to this Thursday.
February 1st will be coming up right at 10 and a half months, so that by the time we get to Arizona for spring, I really should have little to no limitations once we get there and once games start, which is just exciting for me.
Men's college basketball, number 9th-ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova, the number 6th-ranked team in the nation. The Wisconsin Badgers head to Nebraska Thursday. NBA, the Denver Nuggets, spoiling the debut of Doc Rivers with a 113-107 win over Milwaukee. Rivers says defensively, the Bucks played okay. It's offense he's focused on.
I didn't think we were crisp offensively. We had stretches where the ball was humming and hopping, and then we had stretches where it didn't. And that's those stretches we have to clean up.
That's the Bucks' new head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene last night, boys basketball, Hurley, on their home floor, they topped Shawamigan in a non-conference tilt 66-54. The Crandon boys, AB Tomahawk 58-56, and it was Wittenberg-Burnhamwood topping Northland Pines 57-34. On the girls' side, it was Cameron beating the Ashland girls 48-20. The Mellon girls get a win over Hurley 51-42. The Butternut girls, they topped Solon Springs last night 61-49. The Rib Lake girls, they defeat Shawamigan last night down in Rib Lake, 67-13. Rib Lake wins it. The Phillips girls, they get a Marrowwood Conference victory over Abbotsford, 67-33. Prairie Farm girls top Winter, 63-37. And it was the Lakeland girls winning last night over Wausau West by a score of 69-27. Action tonight, the Shawamigan JV and varsity boys basketball teams will be at Prentice. We'll have the varsity game for you, 7:15 right here on 98Q Country. Team Seal Hockey will travel to Spooner tonight. That'll be a 6 o'clock drop of the puck for that contest tonight. The Butternut Boys basketball team in action tonight. They're scheduled to play host to Mercer this evening. The Phillips boys will hit the road. They will travel down to Athens for a contest tonight. In other area action, you've got the Shawamigan girls are going to be off until Thursday. They travel to take on Stratford. And on the Lakeland T-Bird schedule coming up today, you've got gymnastics at the Lakeland Union High School hosting Rhinelander, and boys hockey taking on the at the Lakeland Hawks Ice Arena. A 7 o'clock drop of the puck for that contest coming up tonight. Again, we have local sports tonight for you with Prentice hosting Shawamigan boys, 7:15. Steve Jetlin will be there with a call that contest for you tonight right here. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side. Truck bed this morning with a bone drop. We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station. 98Q Country.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Raced off Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul.
Yeah.
Christmas your face. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please Lord, if I could only have an angel holding my arms. Said God made a girl his best for the Lord. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a ball, man made a ball. Yeah, man made a ball.
And EQ, Morgan Wallen.
ABC
Whoa,
News, I'm
wait a minute. Hold on there. Hold. We're not jumping into ABC News quite yet here. We will in just a second, though. Stay tuned. Whew. Whew. You all right? Okay, everybody okay? All right. It is a Tuesday, the 30th day of January, and we are... I was just during the news there, I was outside just shoveling a little bit of the icy glaze off the front step and just looking around. As I came back into the building, I looked over my shoulder out into the front yard, and I was just like, I just shook my head, just like, what is going on here? It's almost February 1st. I have my 24 years that I have lived here in Park Falls and Phillips. I have never seen this late. It may have happened at one point, but usually if we have this at this point where there's not much snow, at least at some point we had some. But we don't even have that. We didn't have any. And it doesn't look like we're going to get any. Through like February 10th or 15th, there's really not a forecast of any significant snow for you right now. And those of you who own area resorts and have businesses and maybe nonprofits that are reliant on, on the fundraisers and whatever else goes on with that, we're just going to have to find a way to get through it, I guess, and be creative. I don't know what else to say. We have ice fishing, so that's good. That's good. Maybe get people to come up here to ice fish. But snowmobile trails were open in parts of the state of Wisconsin for a little while there, but I think most of it is pretty much shut down now. Well, the National Football League from the weekend, a player's legacy is in the NFL, in any sport, I guess, but more so in the NFL, a player's individual legacy is just sometimes so beyond their own control, isn't it? When you look at players like Patrick Mahomes, real good player, obviously. Been to the Super Bowl now, what, four of his first 6 years? Or four of his first five or six, whatever it is. But he didn't win that game over the weekend. You know, his defense won the game and got him there. So he's pretty fortunate on that. The Chiefs, I read yesterday where the Kansas City Chiefs had 67 total yards in the second half of that game, and they still won. They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. That Baltimore defense was really good. But so was the Kansas City defense. They were really good, too. And Kansas City made it into the Super Bowl, maybe with one of their worst teams that they've had since Patrick Mahomes has been there. Definitely on the offensive side, he just doesn't have the weapons he did with Tyreek Hill and other stuff. So you got the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers were not the better team on Sunday. The Detroit Lions were the better team. A couple of bounces, a couple of coaching decisions, and there you go. You're out. You're out as a Lions fan. And the 49ers, 49ers have a long history of being competitive, but as far as winning a Super Bowl, 29 years since they've won a Super Bowl, and they've now been to the conference title game, I think they say 19 times, and they've lost a lot of them. They have won, like four or five Super Bowls. Most of those came back in the Montana, I think all of them did, Montana Young era. But their legacy, I'm going to say they were handed the game by Detroit, but Detroit had a lot to say in letting them back into that game. I mean, you got a 2-touchdown lead, you give up a touchdown, and then the immediate following offensive play, you fumble and give it right back to them. Yeah. So you got two teams in the Super Bowl here that are pretty fortunate to be there. I mean, it very easily could have been. I guess if I were to rate those final four teams from how they're performing at the end, I would say the Baltimore Ravens are probably the number one team. Detroit's probably two. Kansas City 3 and San Francisco 4 as far as strength of the team if you line them up again for another contest. But that's not how it works in the National Football League. You miss a field goal, you drop a pass, and that's how close everybody is. And that's why they have the limitations on how much you can spend on your team, you know, on players, the salary cap. That's why the NFL has it, to keep everybody equal, even. It's exactly what they are. And Chiefs 49ers doesn't do much for me for the Super Bowl. I'll admit, I was and I wasn't hoping the Lions would be in the Super Bowl. All right, deep down in that evil little sports fan area that everybody has, deep down as the fan of my team, you know me, I'm thinking to myself, no, they don't get a Super Bowl before we do. Come on. That was deep down. But then when I look at the city of Detroit, I was just there last year, had a chance to experience the city a little bit. And I know a lot of people who are Lions fans from my travels over the last couple of years. I thought to myself, man, this would be nice for this fan base who has just been absolutely just pounded on. There's a difference between being a Viking fan and a Lion fan. At least the Vikings have had successes. At least the Vikings have been there. They haven't been to the Super Bowl in a long time, but at least they've been competitive. They've been to like 9 NFC championship games, which is like third or fourth best in the NFC. At least they've been there and have had some successes. The pain is real of not getting the championship, of course, but the Lions, goodness gracious. Every year. Could you imagine being a Packer fan and by week 8 or 9 of almost every season, you're done. You're just out. You're just out. So will the Lions be back next year? You'd like to say yes, but I don't know. I mean, one injury to a major spot like Jared Goff, a big reason why that they got where they did. So we'll do the Super Bowl a week from Sunday. You get a week off from all this stuff. What else do we have? The average, you knew this was coming, right, for Vegas? The average ticket price for a Super Bowl ticket is approaching $10,000. Even if you wanted to buy a ticket right now, just a get-me-in-the-door ticket, upper deck, you're talking over $8,000 just to be in the building, which is far and away the most expensive ever. You knew this was going to happen because Vegas isn't just National Football League fans. And the Super Bowl has always been, you know, a lot of suits and a lot of people who are there just to be seen because of the price tag. And Vegas is that times 100. And you'll have people from all over the world, millionaires from all over the world coming in just to be at the event, just to be a part of it. So they're saying $8,000 to $10,000. And if you want a really good seat down in the lower deck, I haven't even seen a number on that. Not even sure I want to see that. It is disappointing if you're a fan of the team. Okay, here's an optimistic point for you Lions fans, okay? If your team would have made it to the Super Bowl, yes, it would have been fun to watch, but there's no way in heck you ever would have went there. It's not like you're going to Tampa and you're saying, oh, maybe I could swing a vacation to Tampa to watch it. You're not going to Vegas unless you got millions stashed away somewhere I don't know about. I mean, it's not even it's to the point where going to the Super Bowl, if that's your dream, and watching it live, it's almost out of reach for a large percentage of Americans. And for me personally, I'm all right with that. I have no desire to be at the Super Bowl or even in the same city. I'll watch it on TV. I'll cook a little pizza in the oven. And I'm good with that. I'm good with that. We have high school sports tonight. We'll bring you Shawamigan at Prentice. Boys action. Should be a fun Mirrorwood North Conference action. We'll have that for you. Steve Jetland at 7:15 tonight. We got it for you right here. 98Q and 98QCountry.com. And it's always on your phone. Absolutely free. Just go to your app store and download the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Republican impeachment case against him is baseless. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill says a vote on it could come today.
Republicans on the Homeland Security Committee accusing him of willful and systematic refusal to comply with the law and breach of public trust over his handling of the border. Only one cabinet secretary has been impeached in U.S. history, but it wasn't over a policy dispute, making these charges unprecedented. Democrats outraged. Mayorkas has been working with a bipartisan group of senators to strengthen border security.
The White House says it's still weighing its options for a retaliatory move after three U.S. service members were killed in a drone attack in Jordan. The explosives-laden drone may have slipped through the base's security because it was mistaken for a U.S. drone, officials say. Israeli forces disguised as women and medical workers stormed a hospital in the West Bank overnight, killing three Palestinians. This is ABC News. Despite the six-week-long auto worker strike, General Motors now says its net income rose 12% last year to just over $10 billion. A former IRS contractor who admitted to leaking the tax returns of thousands of people, including former President Donald Trump, now sentenced to 5 years behind bars.
As she issued her sentence, Judge Ana Reyes said it can't be open season on elected officials. She even compared what this man did in stealing Trump's tax returns to threats made by some of the January 6th defendants that she's sentenced in her courtroom. And because he targeted a sitting president, the judge called Charles Littlejohn's crime an attack on our constitutional democracy.
That's ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Philips now says it will stop selling CPAP machines, which help people sleep with sleep apnea in the U.S. It had to recall 5 million of them worldwide over issues with insulating foam that can break down, then be inhaled while the devices are being used. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gasoline prices are rising in Wisconsin due to refinery issues and the ongoing Middle East conflict. The average price of regular is $2.73 a gallon. That's 3 cents higher than last week. Gas Buddy expects prices to really start climbing in mid-February, with prices rising by 35 to 85 cents by April or May. Human papillomavirus, or HPV, is linked to cervical cancer. Dr. Monica Wells practices internal medicine. She urges young people to get the HPV vaccine as young as age 11 or 12.
The goal is to administer vaccine before exposure. And so the HPV virus is predominantly sexually transmitted.
January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks fall in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lose 113-107 in Denver. 25 points and a triple-double for the Nuggets' Nikola Jokic. But new head coach Doc Rivers says the Bucks made him work for it as they try to improve their defense.
When he takes 25 shots, it means a couple things. Number one, he couldn't find guys the way he wanted to. And then number two, that means he had to force a lot of tough shots. That's what our defense has to be.
Giannis Antetokounmpo named the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week. It's the second time this season and the 23rd time in his career. Baseball, the Brewers' new first baseman, Rhys Hoskins, spoke to reporters about leaving the Phillies in free agency and why he thought the Brewers might offer him a contract.
Milwaukee was always a great paper fit. I've talked to a bunch of guys either on the team or that have played there in the past. It just fit even more so with, you know, the type of culture that they have and what I'm trying to accomplish.
That's Brewers' first baseman, Rhys Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, it was Hurley at home beating the Shawamigan Boys last night, 66-54. On the girls' side, you had Mellon topping Hurley, 51-42. The Butternut girls get a nice conference win over Solon Springs, 61-49. And the Rib Lake girls, they top Shawamigan, 67-13.
And the Phillips girls get a win over Abbotsford last night, 67-33.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Yo, what do you got there, man? The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
Lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count
Whatever Broke My Heart. It's 14 before 8 at 7:46. Hope you are well on this Tuesday, the 30th of January. Your morning guy is definitely on the upswing from whatever that virus bug is, RSV, ESP, whatever that thing is going around. It's not fun. And I hope you are surviving, or at least maybe on the upswing. It takes a good week plus for the thing to work its way through. But your morning guy is definitely on the upswing. I appreciate you asking. Did you ask? I'm not sure if you did. We have Bader Sports Center, our featured business of the month. Craig from Bader is going to swing by tomorrow and chat a little bit about ice fishing and other outdoor stuff. He needs some Stormy Cromer stuff. Maybe you have someone on a birthday list or anniversary list. Ooh, they've got the cold weather Stormy Cromer apparel for your whole family, including your pets, too. Yeah. It can all be found at Bader Sports Center at 262 South Lake Avenue. They're right next to the Pick and Save the Grocery Store in Phillips, right on Highway 13. Times can be kind of tough in the winter for some, and please know that your Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is there to assist families every month, giving out anywhere from 4 to 5 tons of food to area families. You can stop by Saturday morning from 9 to 11 at the First Congregational United Church of Christ. If you've never been there, just bring an ID. Income guidelines are posted on the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry Facebook page. But they are very generous, to say the least. So it's there to help those in their time of need, whether that's short-term or long-term. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, downtown Park Falls, right by the post office. Saturday mornings, they're there from 9 to 11. Let's play a little snowball, throwdown, showdown, mowdown. Caller 4, we're going to give you a chance to win a $25 certificate from one of our 18 participating sponsors. Goodness gracious. Caller 4, you'll be in at 715-762-3221. Good luck.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair and to start feeling confident with the way you look? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. One actual Hair Grow customer writes, "After trying Hair Grow for a month and a half, my hair began to grow and thicken with no breakage when combing or shampooing. My hair is beginning to look great." Another writes, "A friend of mine noticed lots of increased hair growth. I couldn't be happier with the results and highly recommend this product for anyone with thin hair. Start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's new, NordicUSA.com. Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens. New year, new you, new Nordic.
Multitech of Prentice offers reliable forest machinery that lasts for decades and retains its value, and is also a very proud Phillips Lager Booster Club sponsor.
Hear from some of the top industry specialists from around the world of agriculture by attending an Ag Focus conference hosted by Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Take in a day of learning by picking from multiple conference options, each featuring a unique agenda. Join the Ag Country team in Fargo, North Dakota, or Jamestown, North Dakota. Can't make it in person? No problem. You can watch the Ag Focus Fargo Conference virtually. Visit agcountry.com/events for more details and registration.
All right, let's do it. We're going to try to give away a $25 gift certificate. And it's a very special morning when we have the mayor of Price County being caller number 4. How are we doing, Mr. Gary Hall?
Good. No snow on the ground. That's good, Joe.
No snow in Phillips. I thought you guys were the balmy area. I thought you were the key West Florida of Price County down there.
Yeah, down where Fishman is. He ain't got no snow down there.
He's got other things to worry about, though. Okay, here we go. Let's spin the wheel here, Gary. All right. Your prize is going to be a $25 gift certificate. Well, look at here. Not far from where you are, Ross's Sports Shop right there in Phillips. Now, you got to pick Gunner A or Gunner B here, Gary, and if you pick the right one that's sighted in, you're going to win. If not, you're not going to win. So A or B there, Gary, what do you want?
I'll say A.
A it is. All right, Gary, good luck. Let's fire it up.
My name is Jack Frost. We're going to have a little fun.
Free for all! Yeah!
Now for some real fun. Let's go, shall we? Let's go. What are you waiting for?
of a nutcracker.
Hey! Hey!
The winner of the winner chicken dinner, Gary, you got it. Congratulations to you. $25. Now you can go hang out and bug John over there at Ross's Sports Shop, okay?
Yeah, I'll give him a hard time, but he's a good guy, though.
All right, Gary. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you, okay? Thank you much. Yeah! Gary Ollie! Yeah! Yeah! I don't know if I like if I like that dig. Hang on.
You are a meathead.
Well, thank you. Gary Hall, the winner of a $25 Ross's Sports Shop gift card on the Snowball Throwdown, Showdown, Mowdown. Another chance for you to win coming up sometime before 10. We've got 18 different businesses all giving us $25 gift certificates, two $25 gift certificates. We added the Wolf's Den and Mercer to that list yesterday. BC Auto Repair, Leisure City and Woodruff, Park Falls Family Restaurant, the Park Falls Chamber, along with Patchouli Garden, Pan Asia Oriental Market, O'Deer Nutrition, Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes, Jack's Corner Bar, Great Northern Motel, and the Wolf's Den. Oh, okay. Hang on a second. Wolf's Den. Oh, we already had that on there, so I guess we're still at 17. Fraser Mercantile in Catawba, Decor to Adore, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Cabin Creations, The Big Dipper, and Around the Corner Pub in Mercer. Another chance for you to toss some snowballs coming up sometime before 10 o'clock.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few flurries this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day long today. Our high right around 36 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 27. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, a bit breezy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
I'm still learning to be human.
98Q Country.
Line.
And happiness, I've known, proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line.